Hare Krishna. You're all welcome for Bhagavad Gita as it is class at Srila Prabhupada's house. And fortunately, we are starting again Bhagavad Gita. There is actually the instruction of Narada Muni that repeatedly do the same thing. Do it again and again. And since this literature is transcendental literature, is none different than Krishna, so like Krishna is ever fresh, so Bhagavad Gita is ever fresh. Every time you will have a different realization. So the more you dive deep, the more pearls you will get. Yeah, it's like an ocean of transcendental bliss. Go down and get the highest perfection in spiritual realization. So we have to start something today forward, right? Parvati Mataji said we should start from... there is no forward, there is a forward? Huh? Is there anywhere forward? No, she said forward. I don't know, there is no forward. What about setting the scene or shall we start the preface? Okay, setting the scene is whole Mahabharata. Okay, preface. We are starting preface which Srila Prabhupada has written in Australia. It says, Sydney, Australia, 12th May 1971. Okay, Srila Prabhupada has written this preface in Australia, and this preface is very, very deep. So let us start reading this preface and realizing Prabhupada's mood. Is it okay? Everybody has a book? Originally I wrote Bhagavad Gita as it is in the form in which it is presented now. It means, Srila Prabhupada, this Bhagavad Gita was printed, and before that was the unabridged copy where there were no verses, no word-to-word meaning. So in the first Bhagavad Gita printed was a version which has no Sanskrit. It's only translation. So, originally I wrote Bhagavad Gita, which is printed like that. When then this book was first published, the original manuscript was unfortunately cut short to less than 40 pages, without illustration and without explanation for most of the original verses of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. In all of my other books, Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Ishopanishad, etc., the system is that I give the original verse in its English transliteration and word-to-word Sanskrit-English equivalent translation and purport. This makes the book very authentic, scholarly, and makes the meaning self-evident. So what is Srila Prabhupada's mood? That he wanted to give the literature with original Sanskrit and then Roman transliteration. It means Sanskrit you can read from the language whichever you know. It may be in English, it may be in Russian, whatever language you want to put, you can put there. And then word-to-word meaning, then everything is self-explanatory. So it is authentic. That's Prabhupada's word. It is authentic. In other words, he wanted to say that I am not trying to put anything from my side in this. I'm just putting it as it is. No addition, no subtraction. As it is. This is Krishna's mood. Krishna says, I am illiterate in Vrindavan. I never went to school. Krishna never went to school in Vrindavan. See, I know only one method, one mathematics. Either give me everything, you give me full or take full. You take me full or give me full. I don't know anything in between. You give yourself fully or I will give you myself fully. No other mathematics in Vrindavan. You know, Prabhupada went from Vrindavan, so his mathematics is simple. I am giving you Krishna as it is, message of Krishna as it is. You take it as it is. Don't subtract, don't end anything. It's not needed. In Rajoguna, means mode of passion, there is addition. So, Brahma increased creation. In mode of ignorance, tamogun, there's subtraction. Though Lord Shiva annihilate everything, but mode of goodness is equilibrium. It is just as it is. No subtraction, no addition. This is the standard. So subtraction is mode of ignorance. Addition is mode of passion. Keeping the thing as it is mode of goodness. So Lord Vishnu is in the mode of goodness. This is actually the analysis given by these modes by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. When he say one is creating, one is destroying, and one is maintaining. So Prabhupada maintains things as it is. And this is his mood when he landed in America. He said these people are in a mode of passion and ignorance. And with these modes they can never understand transcendental science. For that they have to come to the at least mode of goodness. Therefore I established this movement to bring people to mode of goodness. So that is the meaning. Prabhupada wanted to give a crystal clear thing, you know. This is the meaning of transparent via media. You know, a spiritual master is a transparent via media. What is the meaning of transparent via media? Like a glass. We have a glass on the... I cannot see something because my eyes are weak, so I put a glass. The glass is transparent. From my eyes I can see the things, and from outside somebody can see my eyes too. So transparent via media means the mercy and message of Krishna pass through him to the candidate who is sincere to receive. And the service given by the candidate should receive through transparent via media back to Krishna. So it should be transparent media both ways. Mercy should come from Krishna through parampara, through the transparent via media to the recipient. And the service rendered by the recipient should go through the parampara back to Krishna. He is transparent. He is not hiding anything. He is not holding anything. So this is what Prabhupada wanted to give as it is. You know, in the same mood. And who understood the Bhagavad Gita as it is? Arjun. He understood the Gita and he acted accordingly. So Prabhupada was in that mood. The way Arjun has accepted, we have to accept Bhagavad Gita if we want really to get real benefit. So this was the Prabhupada. It has to be authentic. Scholarly makes it meaning self-evident. I was not very happy therefore when I had to minimize my original manuscript. But later on, when the demand for Bhagavad Gita as it is considerably increased, it was requested by many scholars and devotees to present the book in its original form. Thus the present attempt is to offer the original manuscript of this great book of knowledge with full parampara explanation. Is Prabhupada saying, I have explained this? Is there word I? Parampara explanation. No I. This one single word I is the greatest poison in this world. Sanskrit says, Aham mameti iti visha. I and my is a poison. Idam na mama, it is not mine. Idam na mama, it is not mine. It's coming from parampara. It is Krishna. Idam iti amrita, that is nectar. So it is parampara explanation in order to establish the Krishna conscious movement more soundly and more progressively. Soundly means internal structure, and progressively means for preaching. It means for the devotees to understand it soundly and preach it for progression of the movement. So soundly is for the practice and progressively is for the preaching. So it has all these two approaches. So first we study and then we preach. Janam sarthak kari kar parupkar. This is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. Perfect yourself, and so first you get yourself sound perfection, and then progressively means preach. And progressively give this knowledge further and let it reach to the public, to the people. Okay, now this is the most important thing. Our Krishna conscious movement is genuine. Genuine. What is genuine? Genuine means original. It's not imitation. It's not manufactured. It is genuine. Number two. Historically authorized means in a Mahabharata. which is a history. Mahabharata is called Itahas. Itahas means history. This Mahabharata is a history. And it is authorized. Natural. What is the meaning of natural?
As God made it.
It's natural, means it's natural to the need of the soul. And transcendental. Our Krishna conscious movement is natural and transcendental. Due to its being based on Bhagavad Gita as it is. Of course, sometimes we ask this question from the devotees. Natural. Right? So, what everybody is looking for in this world? To be happy. Right? So, naturally everybody wants to be happy. When we are happy, what we do? In any custom, in any country, in any culture, when there is a happiness, to celebrate, what we do?
We go on.
What we do when we are happy? Chanting, dancing and feasting. Right? Come on, let us dance. Come on, let us sing and come on, let us enjoy and eat. Right? This is natural. This is a natural way to express our pleasure or happiness. Is right?
Conventionally, we try to earn more money. Conventionally, we try to earn more money. We want to get good position to become happy.
But money comes from where? So, which is the source of money?
The source of money is just to earn actually. By labor or something.
Whatever money anybody has earned, is he satisfied?
Through business or through business.
There is a waste of time, according to Prahlad Maharaj. And why everybody is wasting time? It's good that you are here. To be happy, why you need money? Again, to be happy. We need money to be happy. So when we are happy, we dance, and we sing, and we eat. And Srila Prabhupada said, I established this Krishna conscious movement for the people to be happy. So what Srila Prabhupada has given us? Chanting, dancing, and feasting. Right? Marriage, there is only one day dancing. Birthday, there is only one day dancing and feasting. Every day dancing and feasting. Every day, this is Krishna conscious movement, is natural. It is natural because it is natural to the need of the spiritual soul, which is Satchitananda. You know, everybody wants happiness, right?
Yes.
Everybody wants happiness, right? Everyone wants to live forever. Everybody wants to know everything. It is coming from the soul. It's a natural desire of the soul. I want to live forever. I want to know everything. I want to be happy. This is the desire of the soul. It's not the desire of the body. Body cannot live forever. And we cannot know everything in this life, and we cannot be happy. We can be happy for a temporarily, but always misery is more than, if you do the balance list of our life, happiness is small and problems are more. You know, make a balance list of our life. You know, balance list of our life. Are we happy? We are only happy when we were babies, because somebody else was taking care. There was no problem. As we grow more, all the smiles disappear. The newly born baby smile 400 times in 24 hours. And by the time he becomes 40 years, smile disappears. So it means the happiness disappears as we grow actually. When we are natural, child is a natural, so he's smiling. When we become little unnatural, then smile disappears. Happiness disappears, right? So Krishna conscious movement is part natural atmosphere of the soul, natural needs of the soul. This is a normal question I ask generally. Everybody wants to be happy, yes. When you want to be happy, on Sunday or Monday?
Every day.
Oh, every day, right? Every day I want to be happy, okay. You want to be happy inside your house or at your shop or in temple, where?
Everywhere,
okay. Okay, you need happiness from your friends or parents.
No.
From everybody.
From
everybody. So now question is, who is every time, who is everywhere, and who is in everyone?
Krishna.
Only Krishna. Neither my parents are everywhere, nor my money is every place, neither my parents can be with me every time. Only Krishna is with me. So what you are looking for is only Krishna can give, nobody else can give. The happiness which you are looking is only available with Krishna, because He is in everybody's heart. He is everywhere and He is every time. Nobody else can be with us every time, every place, and in everybody. So only He can give us it. So Prabhupada gave us Krishna consciousness. So this is natural. It is gradually becoming the most popular movement in the entire world, especially amongst the younger generation. Prabhupada was asked this question in Australia, I think. Everywhere in religious functions, elderly people are coming. Why your movement is attracting younger people? Prabhupada asked. Why university has younger students? He asked the reporter, why university has younger students? And the reporter said, because there is education. Prabhupada said, I am giving education. Our movement is giving education, the science of soul, which is not available in any university. We are teaching the science of love of God. We are teaching the technique of science of love of God. So we have a scientifical, technological presentation of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada said one day, if I would have told these people my religion is better than your religion, they would have kicked me out. I said, I am not giving or changing any religion. I am giving you the science of love of God. Science of love of God. So science, you may belong to any religion, but science is for all religions. You want to be mathematician, you want to be physician, you want to be physicist, then you may be from any religion, you have to study physics. So if you want to learn love God, then this is the moment I am giving. So young people are coming because I am giving education. Once Prabhupada was asked, why you are building so big temple, so much money? Why don't you build a school, college, university? He said, who said it's a temple? Our temples are the universities where the science of soul is taught to the confused communities. Our devotees are the professors. So yeah, this is what Prabhupada's mood was. And he told in this Vrindavan, morning Bhagavatam class, our duties are not to show people and ask for money. We have to give the knowledge of the Krishna and relationship of the Krishna. What they have relation, why they have come here. So you give them Krishna, they will give their life. Then Srila Prabhupada said, don't look in your pocket, look into their heart. Because if they give their heart, they will give everything. So, we are an educational movement. And Prabhupada is so expertly used the word morning class, evening class, as if it is a school or college or university. He didn't say satsang, which normally people are saying. Bhagavat satsang, no. Morning class, evening class. It is education. You know, it's education. We are an educational movement. And you will be surprised, go and see other room. Prabhupada's passport. What is a profession? Teacher. He was not teacher in any school, but the profession is teacher. Yeah, teaching the science of soul. So he said, I'm teacher. And we learned, right? I'm an educationist. No? I'm teaching. I'm a teacher. So this is an educational movement. So people are becoming more and more interested, and younger generation is interested. Because only younger can go to the school for education, not the old people will go for education. You know, that's what Prabhupada's implied sense. It's becoming more and interesting. Older gentlemen are becoming interested, so much so that the fathers and grandfathers of my disciples are encouraging us by becoming life members of our great society, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So Prabhupada said, yes, elderly people are also getting interested. Why? Because we are giving a character to their youth. No father wants his son to go, to go to the bar for drinking or smoking or drugs or prostitution. No father wants their children to go there. And this is what we are teaching, the morality. So the sane people, The father and grandfather, which are gentlemen, they appreciate our movement and become our life patrons. Because they know that we are giving something which nobody is giving. We are giving the moral education to the youth, of the modern youth. This is what actually moral education to the character is evaporating this from planet Earth like camphor and petrol. There's no character left. There's no values in the lives are left. No honesty is left. Today I got a message. If you have to really walk, you walk on an honesty path. There is no crowd. There is no traffic jam on honesty path. You will be peaceful. If you run on an honest, walk on an honest path, no much crowd there. Everybody is in a different group. You know, you understand this? So this is the elderly people are also interested. That's good. In Los Angeles, Prabhupada writes, many fathers and mothers used to come to see me to express their feeling of gratitude for my leading the Krishna conscious movement throughout the entire world. Some of them said that it is greatly fortunate for the Americans that I have started Krishna conscious movement in America. Well, the people, Prabhupada, he is a truthful, honest people. He cannot tell something lie. Saying people are coming and telling me like that. Their parents are coming. It's good you started something here. Because at that time, all the parents were frustrated with their children. All youth were becoming hippie at that time. They were not following any person above 40 years. Nobody can give them any instruction. They were just rebellious of the established culture. Rebellious. Hippies. So their parents, now at least they have given up drugs, good. You know, so they told Prabhupada, it's very good you started here. Actually, this was all orchestrated by divine arrangement. This is the time when they become happy. They become hippie. It is the time when America opened the visa for the Russian, for the Asian and Chinese. Exactly just before Prabhupada embarked, before that there was a ban on the visa for the China and Asia. There's only when Prabhupada's passport was ready, visa ban was lifted, and Prabhupada landed there, and it was all hippies. They were ready to become happy because Krishna conscious movement is to make them happy. It was all arranged. It's not by chance. It's not by chance. Nothing is by chance in this world. It was orchestrated by Krishna. Krishna. It was orchestrated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because he said in every town and village, my name, Hare Krishna mantra will be sung. So Prabhupada used to say, yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and my Guru Maharaj has sent you all me to help him, Mahaprabhu's mission. So they sent me here. So this is the Prabhupada's realization. Now Prabhupada is immediately becoming humble. Because this is the first ornament of a devotee. Trinadapi Sunichen. Humbler than blade of grass. What Prabhupada is saying now, listen carefully. They are saying, we are fortunate you established the movement in America. What Prabhupada is saying. But actually the original father of this movement is Lord Krishna himself. I have not started. So Prabhupada is not taking credit immediately. He said, no, I have not started. The father is this movement is Krishna himself. Who started this movement? Krishna started this movement. Because this movement is based on what? Bhagavad Gita as it is. Who gave Bhagavad Gita as it is? Krishna. So he started the movement. Krishna started this movement. Because Srila Prabhupada has written, movement is based on Bhagavad Gita. So he has to, he is very honest. He's saying, yes, the one who has given Bhagavad Gita, he has started the movement, not me. So he gave credit immediately to Krishna. Now he's saying further, actually, originally it was Krishna himself. Since it was started a very long time ago, but is coming down to human society by disciplic succession. If I have any credit in this connection, it does not belong to me personally, but it is due to my eternal spiritual master, His Divine Grace, Om Vishnuvad Paramhansa Parivarjika Acharya 108 Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. This is the way to pronounce the name of the spiritual master, or else just Gurudev and finish. So he has written the full name. This all credit goes to my spiritual master. This is the secret of success in spiritual life. If you take credit, then you will be cursed by that, and you will be nowhere. You give credit to the spiritual master and parampara, then they will pick you up high. So this is what Prabhupada gave credit to the Gurudev, and now he is worshipped all over the world. This is the secret. He has not taken credit himself. It is all going to my spiritual master. If personally I have any credit in this matter, it is only that I have tried to present Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any adulteration. Before my presentation of Bhagavad Gita as it is, almost all the English edition of Bhagavad Gita were introduced to fulfill someone's personal ambition. But our attempt is presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, to present the mission of Supreme Personality of Godhead. What is the mission of Supreme Personality of Godhead? That will come soon. The mission is Manmana Bhavmat Bhaktam. It will come soon. Our business is to present the will of Krishna. What is the will of Krishna? Whoever preached this message of Bhagavad Gita is very dear to me. Nobody was dear before, and nobody is going to be dear in the future. This is the will of Krishna. He wanted this message to spread. So it is a will, written will of Krishna, right? Alright, will of Krishna, not that of any mundane speculator like politician, philosopher or scientist, for they have very little knowledge of Krishna, despite all their other knowledge. When Krishna says, man mana bhav mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskru, etc., we, unlike the so-called scholar, do not say that Krishna and his inner spirit are different. Krishna is absolute. And there is no difference between Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's pastime, etc. What Srila Prabhupada says, what is the mission of Krishna consciousness? Man mana bhav mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskru. There are many teachings in Bhagavad Gita, but there is a one direct order, bhav mad bhakto, become my devotee. The teachings are many, but order is one, bhav mad bhakto, become my devotee. He never says become a jnani, he never says become a yogi. Oh, tasmad yogi bhav arjuna, yes. But who is the best yogi? Devotee is the best yogi. So to become my devotee is his actually order. And Krishna gave this order, not only gave this order, where he gave this order? In the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Just prior to the beginning of the a great war. Almost whole world was gathered in that war. One brigade of the army came from China by Bhagdat. Under the leadership of Bhagdat, one brigade of the army came from Iraq. Mama Shalya brought that. So the whole world was there. And Krishna told, become my devotee. And then what he said? Name bhakta pranashyati. My devotees will never perish. And then he told Arjuna, he said, now we are doing experiment in this war. Only devotees will survive, all other will perish. And he did not only tell this Bhagavad Gita, but he made a big experiment of this great Kurukshetra war. Only 5 Pandavas were alive. Out of all, only 6% on Pandavas' side and 3% on Kaurava's side. Out of the 11 and 7, 18 divisions of the army only, 9% survived. Then Krishna was happy, now I can go back home, back to my abode. Because now people will become devotees, because they have seen only devotees were survived. And then Krishna was in Golok and Narada visited and he said, now everybody is becoming devotee, Narada. Money. Everybody is money devotee. Nobody is here. Krishna says, my God, I gave Bhagavad Gita, I asked them to become devotee. I did the experiment and showed that only devotees will survive. I will protect them. Why they are not become devotee? Then Krishna realized, oh, I told become devotee, but I never explained, I never practically demonstrated how to become devotee. So how without my demonstration they can be devotee? So Krishna decided to come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to demonstrate how to become devotee. So Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately came just to teach us how to become devotee. And what technique Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given? Yare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Just chant holy name of Krishna, that's all. This afternoon I was giving class for Bhakti Vaibhav, where Prabhupada says this Bhagavatam is a technique, it's not a language. I was thinking, what is a technique? And Prabhupada says, what is a technique? What is a technique? Devotional service is a technique. It's a technical science. I was thinking, what is this technique? Where language is not a bar. Language is not a barrier. But chanting Hare Krishna is a technique. Where language is no barrier. Anybody can chant. Any language you are from, any country you are from, chanting Hare Krishna and honoring Prasad is a technique. The technique of Bhagavad Dharam is chanting holy name and distributing and honoring Prasad. And Srila Prabhupada told one day, personally, when he was going from Pittsburgh airport to New Vrindavan, I spread this moment by two things, sweet kirtan and Krishna Prasad. So this is a technique which don't need any language. You don't need any language for these two things. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Mahaprasade, Govinda, no problem. Nobody will say no. Yeah, they are together, no? If you say this, then you will get Mahaprasad. So you are ready to come and do it. And everybody came for this. They were chanting in the street. People are coming to them. They were giving them invitation. Come for lunch, free lunch. And they were coming there. So this is a simple technique. No need of language. No need of language. What Prabhupada gave the example. If there is a house on fire and you have to go outside, maybe foreigner, but you can explain to him there is a fire and then he will help you. He will understand that. So the whole world is suffering. So chant this holy name. And let this be injected into the dull brain of the people, which is completely rusted and filled with, I cannot say the cow dung because that is very useful. The brains are not with cow dung, it's very useful. They are filthy like anything. Yeah? Hare Krishna. So, what Srila Prabhupada's mood is, I am not changing anything. Krishna, there is no difference between Krishna and his name. This tongue becomes Mother Yashoda when we chant Hare Krishna. Yes. Mahaprabhu said to Mother Sachi, you are my eternal mother. When somebody established the deity, then that matter become my mother and I appear there. I appear in that deity form, maybe it's metal or marble. I appear there, you are my mother. When somebody chants Hare Krishna, the tongue becomes, you become mother, and I dance on that. Jibha jasho mati Krishna Balaram. When you chant Hare Krishna, they both brothers are dancing there. So Jiva becomes Yashomati like that. So this tongue. And bhakti starts from tongue. And two functions of tongue. Chanting and testing. This is a technique. Use the instrument tongue. Chant Hare Krishna and honor Krishna Prasad and you are devotee. No need of any language, anything else. Simple, very simple. This is very successful and simple method. Okay, next. No different from Krishna and his holy name. We have to understand Krishna through... The absolute position of Krishna is difficult to understand for any person who is not devotee of Krishna in the system of parampara. disciplic succession. Generally, the so-called scholars, politicians, philosophers and swamis without perfect knowledge of Krishna try to banish or kill Krishna when writing commentary on Bhagavad Gita. It means they take out Krishna from Bhagavad Gita. But they write Brahma, they write Paramatmane Namah. Or else they said, well, unseen, unborn, then why you are wasting time? When he is unseen, when he is unborn, then why you are wasting time in writing? You have not seen him, then why you are writing? When Prabhupada said, Prabhupada's disciples say, when Prabhupada was speaking about Krishna, it appears that in next room he has just met Krishna and he is speaking as if Krishna has asked him to speak. So his speaking was as if he is in commune with Krishna. So if you have not seen Krishna, then how can you are speaking of, why you are speaking about the Krishna? Oh, you cannot see him, then why you are speaking? Why you are wasting time? So they kill Krishna, they banish Krishna. Banish Krishna means they take Krishna out of Bhagavad Gita. They take Krishna out of Bhagavad Gita and they put themselves, any Bhagavad Gita, you have to say, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has put, this is Krishna's name, nobody else's name. People put anybody's name, anybody's photo, and they think this is just everything is all right. And generally the so-called scholars, Krishna and banish Krishna and writing commentary on Bhagavad Gita. Such unauthorized commentary upon the Bhagavad Gita is known as Mayavad Bhashya. And Lord Chaitanya has wanted us about these unauthorized men. Warned us, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has warned us, Mayavaya Mayavadi Bhashya Sunilaway Sarvanas. No? Everything will be finished. Even if you are at the stage of bhav, bhakti, but if you associate with Mayavadis, then you will just forget everything and come back either to the aham graha upasana, means you think I am God. And this was the bogus propaganda when Prabhupada arrived in America. So many swamis went from India, they were telling everyone, you are God, I am God. Give me $10, I will give you mantra and you become God. So there was this $10 dhaga God. This is what Dinbandhu used to call our friend. So somebody, a very miser man, he never gave anybody any charity, but someday he heard from some priest that you have to give some charity at least, because after death otherwise you suffer in hell. So he gave $10 to somebody. When he died, the agent said, yes, okay, you were miser and you never did any good activity. And you go to hell. No, I gave $10. He said, then what can we give for against $10? So they went to the God and asked, he gave $10. God says, take down $10, give him $10. Well, take your $10 and go to hell. This is the English saying, take your $10 and go to hell. Take your $10, go to hell. This is the English saying, this is the American saying. Yeah? So these people, these are in this category, writing commentary, they are unauthorized, they think I am God. They were doing like this and people are so foolish that they are thinking I am God. They think I am God, there is a problem. I am God, but I have a toothache, can you give me one aspirin tablet? What type of God you are that for a little headache you need medicine? What type of God you are? All these gods, bogus gods. Chaitanya warned us about these unauthorized men. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu clearly says that anyone who tries to understand Bhagavad Gita from Mayavadi point of view will commit a great blunder. The result of such a blunder will be that the misguided student of Bhagavad Gita will certainly be bewildered on the path of spiritual guidance and will not be able to go back home, back to Godhead. Where he will go? There you will go. You don't know Krishna, how can you go? Prabhupada said, anybody, if I want to come to your country and I want to come to you, to meet you, I must get your address. At least I must know your name. What do you think? If I have to come to you, Narendra, then I must know what your name is, Narendra, right? And then one Narendra name is not sufficient. I must know your father's name at least. There may be 10 Narendra in this street down the line. Yeah? Yeah. So, and then I must know where you live. What is your town? So Prabhupada says, yeah, I have a full address of Krishna. So his name is Krishna. His father's name is Nanda Baba. His mother's name is Yashoda. You want to know more? Yes. He has all beloved Radha with him. Okay, do you want any? What he's doing? Oh, he's herding cows every day. This is business. So I can give you the full address of the Krishna. Oh, where can I find him now? In the Bhagavad Gita. He's there. Just meet him every day. So Krishna says, I am giving you the name and full address of Krishna. So this is name and address of the Krishna. People don't know that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, half of the human beings, they don't believe in God. They are atheists. The half, those who believe in God, they don't know who is God. This is a problem. They believe in God, but who is God, they don't know. This is a problem. A lady is saying, I have my husband. Where is my husband? I don't know. What is this? Yeah? Is it speaking, my beloved, where is he? I don't know. He has no form. Then what you are? What is your beloved? Or else the other example, Prabhupada was very sarcastic sometime. Who is God? Everybody is God. Then Prabhupada says, if you ask some woman, who is your husband? And if she says, everybody is my husband, is it a good answer? Prabhupada said sarcastically, if you ask any woman that who is your husband and you say everybody is my husband, how can you say everybody is God? Is anybody can say everybody is my husband? Is if she is fool, right? So if you think everybody is God, then you are also fool. What is this? Who is God? Those who believe in God, actually they don't know God. This is a problem. It's a big problem. People are religious, but they don't know what is God. They're just mostly ritualistic people. About God, people have so much confusion, they cannot decide really who is Krishna. Be grateful and thankful to the Prabhupada that he has given us clear-cut Krishna is a God. Be thankful and grateful to Prabhupada. He has actually took us out from this great mess of concoction about God. No, he simply gave us a clear-cut, crystal-clear Krishna is God. Finish. No, don't look here and there. Anybody else is included in Krishna. Anything separate from Krishna is Maya. And everything, Krishna is everything. Samam Bonan Bonan, he says, is everything. Don't look here and there. Prabhupada has given a greatest service to the humanity by actually introducing us to the God. Otherwise, people were confused about God. Still, they are confused. People ask sometimes, have you seen God? I ask them, well, from which country you are? So from which country you are, friend? Spain. Oh, there is a president of Spain. There is a prime minister there. Have you seen him? Why you believe? You have not seen the president of your country, prime minister of your country. Why you are believing? Why you are believing? Have you met him? No. Why you are believing? Then your answer is, I read in the newspaper, right? I have seen in television, right? Very good. What is the value of newspaper in which it is written that so and so person is the president? What is the age? What is the length of the time you entertain with the newspaper? Maximum one day. Newspaper next day is useless. Right? And which is the best place to read the newspaper? Toilet seat. So the literature which you sit in a filthy place and read and you believe. And the literature like Bhagavad Gita which you sit in a temple and read which says Krishna is God, you don't believe. So is this foolishness or not? You are ready to believe the newspaper statement which can change at any moment. And this is the statement which never changes, you don't believe? Is it sanity? Television light goes, you cannot see. But a living person is saying Krishna is God. You don't believe living person. And you only Doordarshan. Television is from somebody's million kilometer away telling you something you believe. Somebody sitting in front of you are not believing. What type of intelligent person you are? Why you believe in the president? I don't believe. I have seen him. So this is another foolish question. So, believe in the authority of the scripture. This Prabhupada's our only purpose is to present the Bhagavad Gita as it is in order to guide the conditioned student to the same purpose for which Krishna descends to this planet once in a day of Brahma or every 306086. But it means it's not only once Krishna comes. In every day of Brahma, Krishna comes. In one day of Brahma, during the time of seventh Manu, it means during the midday of Krishna, which means seventh Manvantar. One day of Brahma is 14 Manvantar, or the reign of Manus. Seventh Manu, it means the midday of Brahma. In one day of Brahma, there are 1,000 cycles of 4 millennium or yugas. On 28th cycle, 7th Manu and 3rd portion of Dwapur Yuga, Krishna appears regularly. So Krishna is copying. This is Bhagavad Gita said, Krishna said, I told this Bhagavad Gita to Sun God. So he came, then he gave. How can he give otherwise? So Krishna is coming regularly in one day of Brahma. And why is he coming? He is coming to give us chance that to know who is God. Otherwise we will speculate about God. But when Krishna is coming, his business is not to establish religion. His business is not to kill the demons. Krishna only comes with all his eternal associate, the elderly parents, the young colleagues, boys, and the young girls, and come in Vrindavan and have pastime 3 years and 3 months in Gokul, childhood pastime with his eternal senior Gop and Gopis, to invite the conditioned soul. Oh, you want a child? Then I am ready to be your son. Love me like a loving Yashoda and Nand. I am giving to you chance to practice Vatsalya or parental mood and have relation with me. Then he come here in Vrindavan, Chatikara, this Raman Reti. And for over 3 years and 4 months, he is herding calves and cows here with coward boys and inviting everybody. Please become my friend. See my friends, they are jumping on my shoulder. See, if they are in the mouth of a sinful demon, I am taking them out. See, nobody can protect you. So he is giving invitation to become friend with me. Then he is lifting Govardhan Hill by the age of 7. If you have a trouble, If the hill falls on you, I will take that hold the hill and protect you, even from greatest demigod like Indra. So then he has this pastime with coward girls and what you want to love. You need really lover who never cheat you. Come on, I am your eternal lover. So you only come for this. You only come to give us chance to establish our forgotten relationship with him. He has no other business. Other business is business of Vishnu. To maintain the religion is business of Vishnu. To kill the demon is business of Vishnu. Krishna has no this business. Krishna only comes to invite us to establish relation with him. which we have forgotten. Because worldly relations are the cause of bondage. Same relation turned to the Krishna become kanda, they become the cause of liberation. So he comes, and he comes only to teach one lesson. How to love God. And this love he has put in everybody's heart. Inbuilt in everybody's heart he has put love. But by the way, unfortunately, there's no university which teaches how to love and whom to love. There's no any institute which teaches love. And everybody foolishly in love in this world and always frustrated. So Krishna come personally to teach the science of love. Oh, you want to love a child, son? Okay, you love me. You want to love friend? Please love me. You want a lover? I am your. So this is Krishna is coming to teach the science of love actually. He is a prema purushottam. You know, Ramachandra is maryada purushottam, code of conduct. But Krishna is prema purushottam. Is coming just to give us the glimpse how those who love him are always blissful. Even in separation, they are always seeing him present. Though he is not there, but they never miss him for a moment. So Krishna is coming to teach us love. Therefore, Prabhupada said, I am teaching the science of love of God. Because I am following Krishna's mission. And Krishna's mission is to give the love. The love is the actually only religion in the world. Any religion which awakens the love of God, that is the bona fide religion. Love, where is love? Love is in everybody's heart. Nobody's heart. What to speak of human beings? Even animals have a love inside. You know? This is an instinct. Anybody serving somebody or not in this world? Serving children, serving parents, serving nation, serving master. Everybody is serving because service is natural. You know? And if we love somebody, then how can we show our love that I love somebody? By service. So the nature of the soul is to love and serve. This is a natural constitution of soul is to love and serve. And to how to awaken that. Krishna Prem Nitya Siddha Sadhya Kabhu Nahi. Krishna Prem is ready in everybody's heart. By any practice you cannot awaken this. How can we awaken this? Sharvanadhi Shuddha Chitte Karai Uday. If we hear Krishna Katha regularly, this Prem will awaken. It will automatically manifest. So our Dinabandhu Prabhu used to give this good example. You know, in India, you have seen these hand pumps on the street. You know, you have a hand pump like this, you push it and water will come. Right? You have seen in India? In May, June, it is very hot. And what happens? There will become vacuum between the level of the water and the washer of the pump. Yeah? And you can do like this, no water comes, only air comes. Pah. Are you? Where is water? So no water is coming. Water is there. Then wise men here, what they do? They bring a bucket of water. I put two jug from up. Then the vacuum is cleared. And then you push it and all water will come. So Krishna Prem is there. Maya has created vacuum. It's not coming out. So put couple jug of Krishna Katha through the ears. And then Krishna Prem will come out. There's no simple method. Just this hearing. It will bring Krishna Prem out quickly. I think time, still there's 1.5 page. Shall we finish it? Or finish it? Yes. No? Yes. Yes. Yes? No, yes?
Yes.
Okay. So Krishna appeared in one day of Brahma. Now Brahma's 50 years are over. How many times Krishna came? 50 years. 12 months in a year and 30 days in a month. So Krishna came that many times. He came that many times, yes. So, this purpose is stated in Bhagavad Gita and we have to accept it as it is. Otherwise, there is no point in trying to understand Bhagavad Gita and its speaker, Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna first spoke Bhagavad Gita to the Sun God some hundreds of millions of years ago. Sun God. I mean, nobody believes their sun is a god. This is a problem actually. What is the problem? Is it day or night now?
Night.
How you say?
Because the sun is
there is no sunlight. Very good. If I ask you same question in a day, then you say it's a day. How? Because there's a light. Have you seen sun today? No. Right? So to believe God is a light, there's no problem. Brahma. Brahma Jyoti is not a difficult thing. Anybody can say, even without going out, you can say it is a day or night. So child can say it is a day or night. So to believe that God is a Brahma is a child's play. But to see sun, you have to get out of the room. And you cannot see sun at night. And you cannot see sun in this weather. Right? So to see God within the heart, by yoga, you have to do little practice. But you can see. You want to see sun, you can see. You get out in the day and you will see the sun. Right? To realize Paramatma is also possible with small practice. An example of sun, by seeing light, to believe there is a sun is a very easy thing. So to call absolute truth, Brahma is very simple. As simple as to see the light and say there is a day. But to see the sun, you have to make endeavor. Early morning you can see sun. In midday you cannot see sun. It's too brilliant. Okay? But you can see sun. So you can see Paramatma in heart. But to believe that in this sun globe, there is a person by name Vivaswan. How many people believe this? When this planet sun burning, how the person lives there? Nobody believes this. It's not easy to believe that there is sun god. Right or wrong? Similarly, it is easy to believe that Krishna is light, believe Brahma. It's easy to believe he is a super soul. It's very difficult to believe he is Bhagavan. Oh, this 5-year-old child, Krishna, is stealing butter, he is supreme lord. Even Brahma was confused. The one who is a creator with 4 hands, he was confused. And you are with your tiny hand, how can you understand Bhagavan? It's not possible. Everybody was telling Krishna is thief, he's a butter thief. Krishna says, alright, I am thief. Now I am going to make their creator grandfather Brahma thief. And he will going to come and steal the calves. Now, this learned man who knows all the Veda, he is a thief. He has stolen all the calves and cowherd boys. So Krishna has made Brahma thief. So this 5-year boy has made the greatest scholar of the Veda thief. What can you say about him? Is he God? It's very difficult to believe he is God. To believe Bhagavan is not easy. It needs a great amount of faith. And it needs a great amount of purity of the heart. And this all comes by association of the dear devotees of the Lord, there is no other way. And if you have to see God, Bhagavan, then go to the Pandavas. You will find him there, taking care of the shoes of the guest. This is a typical, extraordinary Bhagavan. You will never find such Bhagavan. See, he is running, he is a chariot driver for his beloved friend Krishna. Arjun is sitting up and Krishna is sitting down. You can't find such God anywhere who is ready to render any service for his devotees. This is Bhagavan. Brahma cannot do this. Paramatma cannot. Brahma cannot talk what he will do for you. Paramatma cannot do anything. Bhagavan can only do. He can reciprocate. Brahma is inactive. Super soul is little active but no reciprocation. Only Bhagavan can reciprocate. Therefore, to believe in Bhagavan is not easy. To believe there is a person in a sun god is not easy. In the sun planet, there is a person. It's not at all possible by a material mind to accept. Where mind's where mind's reach ends, spiritually starts. Spirituality starts up where mind's reach exhausts. So it is only by faith in the words of God and the godly people we can believe. So, to interpret Bhagavad Gita, we have to accept this fact and thus understand the historical significance of Bhagavad Gita without misinterpretation. On the authority of Krishna, to interpret Bhagavad Gita without any reference to the will of Krishna is the greatest offense. Will of Krishna. Will of Krishna means I love my devotees. This is the will of Krishna. I protect my devotees. I am ready to be chariot driver of my devotees. This is the will of Krishna. I reciprocate with my devotees. Brahma will not reciprocate with you. It is not the will of Krishna. What is the will of Krishna? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw a person in South India having the Bhagavad Gita like upside down. Word-wise, it was crying with the tears. Mahaprabhu said, what are you saying? And everybody is laughing. You are illiterate. You never went to this school. Why you are crying? See, my spiritual master said, you read Bhagavad Gita every day. I don't know how to read, but I see how merciful is God that he has become chariot driver of his friend. Only seeing this, tears are flowing incessantly from my eyes. Mahaprabhu said, you understood Gita. This is Gita. You understand that God is ready to do anything for his devotee. Prabhupada writes, Krishna is ready to be called. He break his promise, no problem. He don't want to be called moralist, but he want to be called Bhaktivatsal. He don't want to be called moralist. I am not moralist, no problem. But I am Bhaktivatsal. I protect my devotees. I am happy with this title. Morality, keep yourself. I don't need this morality. This is Krishna, God, Bhagavan. It's a different thing. Go to the Pandavas and you see what is Bhagavan. In order to save the oneself from this offense, one has to understand the Lord as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as he was directly understood by Arjuna. The Lord Krishna's first disciple, such understanding of Bhagavad Gita really profitable and authorized for the welfare of human society in fulfilling the mission of life. So how Arjuna understood? Param brahma param dham pavitram param bhavam purushvam shashvatam divyam adi devam ajam vibhum austvarishya sarve devarishya naradastha thasito devalo vyasa swayam che bravishi me. This is what Arjuna stood, Krishna. You are everything. And this is Arjuna. Krishna conscious movement is essential in human society, for it offers the highest perfection of life. How this is so is explained fully in Bhagavad Gita. Unfortunately, mundane wranglers have taken advantage of Bhagavad Gita to push forward their demonic propensities and misled people regarding right understanding of this simple principle of life. Everyone should know how God or Krishna is great, and everyone should know the factual position of the living entities. Once Srila Prabhupada was in Iran, from some mosque, Allahu Akbar. Prabhupada says, what is the meaning? He said, God is great. He said, very good, right. How great is God? Can anybody tell? How great is God? The God is great is good. How great is God?
He's the greatest.
How great is God? Oh, God is great to be your son. This is the greatness of God. That he's ready to be son of a simple man. Yeah, he is ready to be on your lap. What is glorified in Upanishad as a Brahma is now playing in the dirt in the house of Nanda Baba. Nanda Baba, that is God. Upanishad said Brahma, Brahma, Brahma. That Brahma has now in Nanda Baba's house, in a dirt, he is putting the dirt on his own body and getting, oh, this is my Braja Raja. This is a Braja Raja. I give all respect to this. Krishna has put his mercy in the dust of Vrindavan. Your Braja Raja is a mercy of Krishna. His foot has touched every item of this Braja Raja. without any shoes. So Krishna, who is Krishna? We have to understand Krishna. Every one should know the living entity is eternally servant. And unless one serves Krishna, one has to serve illusion in different varieties of three modes of material nature, and thus wander perpetually within the cycle of birth and death. Even the so-called liberated Mayavadis, speculators, have to undergo this process. This knowledge constitutes a great science, and each and every living being has to hear it from for his own interest. People in general, now this is the last portion quickly, very important point is in this. People in general, especially in the age of Kali, are enmeshed by the external energy of Krishna. And they wrongly think that by advancing in material comfort, the man will be happy. They have no knowledge that the material or external nature is very strong. Devi esh gunmai mam maya durtaya. For everyone is strongly bound by the stringent laws of material nature. A living entity is happily the part and parcel of the Lord, and thus his natural function is to render immediate service to the Lord. By the spell of illusion, one tries to be happy by serving his personal sense gratification in different forms, which will never make him happy. Instead of satisfying his own personal material senses, he has to satisfy the senses of the Lord. That is the highest perfection. The Lord wants this, and he demands it. One has to understand this central point of Bhagavad Gita. What is the central point of Bhagavad Gita? Central point of Bhagavad Gita is by satisfying the senses of master of the senses, we will be happy. Krishna wants this, he demands this. It's a very heavy verse. He wants this and he demands this. You know demand? He demands this. And this is the central point of Bhagavad Gita. Then how to please Krishna? How to please Krishna? Very difficult. What can you give to Krishna? Everything belongs to Krishna. Prabhupada used to give, you want to please king, you cannot. Because everything in kingdom belongs to him. But it is easy to please king by pleasing his son. If king has a little baby, you give him chocolate, king will be very happy. So if you want to please Krishna, you please the devotee of Krishna. Very easy how to please Krishna, to please the devotee of Krishna. Krishna will be jubilant. Oh, he's following Prabhupada. Jai, I love him. And if you follow Prabhupada, Krishna will be happy. They are following. They are reading Prabhupada's purport. Yes, they are. Then he loves those. So, to please Krishna means to please the representative of Krishna. Because we cannot see Krishna. How can we please Krishna? Not possible. Easy is to please the representative of Krishna. It's very easy to please Krishna. Very simple method. This is central point. He demands it. One has to understand the central point of Bhagavad Gita. Our Krishna conscious movement is teaching the whole world this central point. And because we are not polluting the theme of Bhagavad Gita as it is, anyone seriously interested in driving benefit by studying Bhagavad Gita must take help from Krishna conscious movement for practical understanding of Bhagavad Gita under the direct guidance of Lord. And we hope therefore that people will drive greatest benefit by studying Bhagavad Gita as it is, as we have presented it here. And now Prabhupada, see how hopeful he is. And even if one man become a pure devotee of the Lord, we should consider our attempt a success. Wow. It means Prabhupada was really knowing that it's not possible to find one pure devotee. See, if one person become a pure devotee, our attempt will be success. It means how hopeful he is. In this world where there are trillions and millions of people, he said only one pure devotee. If one person become pure devotee, then our effort is successful. Because in Bhagavad Gita it says, if one pure devotee, udgayanti, nirtyanti, kvachid, sometime is singing, sometime dancing, sometime crying, Punati, Bhuvanam, he can purify the whole planet. One person can purify. One person can revolutionize and purify the whole planet. And Prabhupada is that one example. This one person has revolutionized the whole spiritual consciousness of the world. In a very short time of 10, 11 years, he has brought this big spiritual revolution in the world. So it is possible, if one pure devotee can do that. It means Prabhupada, how much hopeful he is. He don't want the big crowd. He wants one moon, not million star. He said, if I need one moon, why I need million star? One intelligent person is good. And therefore Prabhupada said, first he wrote the Bhagavatam to whom he gave, Prime Minister of India. So his approach was, if the leader become Krishna conscious, it's easy to make the whole country Krishna conscious. His approach was always, if we have to understand these words of Prabhupada and meditate on that, we see what he wanted us to do actually. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Bhagavad Vani Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Dai Gaur Premanande. You all are fortunate.